1033 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, streaming online at KUMD.org. It is 11 o'clock straight up, and Maya Jensen here, popping in on Music Through the Day to welcome some guests into the studio. We have live from Studio A, Chris Cunningham and Wes Kirkpatrick. They were in town for a show at Beaner's last night, and we're so pleased to have them live in the studio this morning to kick off your weekend right. You can always find more information at Live from Studio A at KUMD.org. But right now, I want to welcome you to the studio. Hey, guys.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning. You got a little coffee in you?
Getting some.
Well, we're just going to kick it off with a tune, and then we'll chat, and or maybe we'll go back and forth, a couple tunes from each of you.
Okay.
What are we going to start with, guys?
I could start one from my playing one from my new record. This one's called Emily. Well, I hope your dreams are sweeter. You're sleeping through the night. No more bitter flavors, you found your appetite. I can't say I've fallen from such a height. Isn't it the darkness that makes the stars shine bright? You've heard the devil's laughter and worn the face of pain. Frozen through the winter and shivering in shame. But I'll wrap you in lamb's wool, rock you side to side. Isn't it the darkness that makes the stars shine bright? Emily, it's okay to bleed. This too. Eventually, so let yourself go crazy and watch yourself go blind, and you'll never see a shadow without a source of light. Your source of light forever in my skies. Isn't it the darkness that makes the stars shine bright?
A great way to start the morning, although. Mm-hmm. Was there a little darkness in that song?
The line is, isn't it the darkness that makes the light shine? So I wrote it for a friend who was going, well, family member who was going through depression. So she needed to go through that to see the light. And she is doing great, you know. But that's the line. There's a little poetry in there.
Yeah. Fantastic. This is live from Studio A, and we're welcoming Chris Cunningham and Wes Kirkpatrick to the studio. And you're out celebrating and sharing your latest project.
Yeah.
If You Knew All Along.
Right.
And it came out in April. And tell us a little bit about this project. And
okay.
And, you know, and how maybe Wes is a little responsible. I like how that's out there.
Well, so Wes is definitely responsible. he was in town in... So I live in Bozeman, Montana, and he and I were doing a songwriter in the round showcase kind of show, and he heard some of my songs that I hadn't recorded, and and came over, and I have a recording studio in Bozeman, and he basically just said, hey, let's sit down and get some of those recorded. And I'd been kind of dragging my feet for a while, and so, you know, he's just so convincing and kind of threatening and stuff. So anyway, and so he also said, well, yeah, you can use my guitar if you want. So I borrowed his guitar and laid down, I think, 6 or 7 of the songs. And with Wes's help, all he did was press record and then say, that was good, or do it again, and, you know.
It's one or the other, right?
It was, yeah. And we laid down the basics, and then I started layering some other people in. I got to work with, like, Mai Bloomfield from L.A., who does wonderful cello and background harmony. She sings with Jason Mraz and tours with him. And her voice just floats in
on some of those
tracks. Yeah, she does really nice. I mean, we blend well. And anyway, a bunch of other people. Justin Roth, an old friend, played some percussion on it and sang on it. You know, he's an old touring partner, too. In fact, he and I played in this station several times.
Exactly. We still have it on the website. I was like, oh, you've been back recently in the last, you know, 10 years, a couple times.
Yeah, yeah. And we're, you know, good friends still and in touch. And, of course, he's a, you know, I mean, he went to school here, so he's kind of got that, you know, legendary status, UMD.
Right.
Anyway, it's a really kind of organic process for me to put that together. Like I said, I have the recording studio, so it wasn't hard to, you know,
make arrangements. Well, talk a little bit about that. You know, so you've, so for folks who don't know, Chris Cunningham is half of Story Hill, who, of course, we've had in the studio a lot and has done so much in music here in Minnesota, and have split up and come back together. We always wonder if that'll happen again, but you have your own studio now and have settled down.
It's been 10 years. Yeah, I settled down and back in, you know, I mean, so John and I were on the road full time, and then the idea was to, for me, was to, you know, find a way to make a living and still be involved in music while keeping a marriage together. and so that was the answer to that. And then Johnny and I, as Story Hill, would, you know, do these forays, these sort of once or twice a month touring, you know, and that got kind of, it was great for, and it is, it's just a lot of the money that you earn goes into plane tickets, especially when you live, you know, 1,000 miles apart.
Right.
So after a while, it was just a natural break. You know, we're not, there's no animosity. We're not done. I think we just creatively needed a little space, and you know, I needed to do some solo stuff, and so we're calling it hiatus.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about the studio that you have, because it looks like a beautiful setting, and it's called Bass Camp.
Uh-huh.
Talk about what the name and what that means.
You know,
you play a lot of different instruments besides the guitar, and
so Bass Camp. The idea, I guess, is just it's kind of like to serve the people that I resonate with, you know, not necessarily emerging singer-songwriters, but ones that really want to kind of explore, you know, their music a little bit and collaborate. So the idea is, you know, Bass Camp is a name that just sounds like, well, it's a place you can go on your way to somewhere, you know, to the top of the vista.
Right.
So my wife actually came up with that name, and it fits with the mountain setting. We're right next to the National Forest. There's bears and deers running around. I mean, you shouldn't say deers, right? Deer.
Oh, deer.
Gooses running around. Yeah, it's a nice setting, and I have 4 recording rooms or 4 tracking rooms, and there's, you know, I mean, Wes can tell you more. He stayed there for like a week and a half.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, did you record any of your works there?
I recorded, yeah, my newest album, Short Dream, was recorded there. We did it in a couple weeks out there, I think. Or it was supposed to be a week, and then I hit a deer coming back from a show. One of those deers I hit, and it extended the trip a little bit, but... Yeah, it's got a nice apartment up above the main studio level where
so you just
I
moved
catch
in.
Up on sleep. Yeah,
fantastic.
I have been
welcome
touring a
anytime.
Bunch.
Yeah,
we just go there and record some music. You know, you wake up upstairs and just walk downstairs when you're ready and record. It works out well.
So
yeah, and it's set up with, you know, pianos and pump organs and lots of guitars and stuff. So yeah,
fantastic. Well, so Wes, you guys are out touring and talk about your projects and working together and how this is, how is this going?
It's going great. Chris and I have done this kind of thing about 3 times now or so. We've played together for a while and I have toured with them before, but we just kind of, we did a couple shows where we were just trading songs back and forth and realized like, oh, this is better than me sitting up here by myself playing for 45 minutes and almost just getting bored with yourself, just being up there, you know, alone. And we're like, you know, it's kind of nice when we switched and you played and then I could just sit for a minute and not have to listen to myself. And so then having someone to talk to on stage is nice. And I think it keeps the show fresh. You know, it kind of gives you the audience like a nice back and forth so they don't have to just listen to one person over and over. So we started, it made it easy for us. And I think that's kind of how we started going about it. We're just like, hey, this is kind of easy to do. We should just do this. It's just like we're hanging out on stage and playing shows. And
and you're based in Nashville.
Yeah, based in Nashville. Yeah.
Well, tell us just a little bit about your latest project, Short Dream.
Yeah, Short Dream was just a batch of songs that I had when I was touring with Chris. And he kind of said, hey, I like these songs. We should record them. Kind of what I said to him about his. And so I went out to Bozeman and spent a couple weeks out there and we just made a record and it was easy. It was one of those things that didn't feel like work, you know.
That's when you know you got something good.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think it was a lot of fun. It was natural. It, like I said, you wake up in the morning, grab a cup of coffee, walk downstairs and just hit record and start going. Right. It was that easy. It was fun.
Say good morning to the cat. Remember Studio
Cat?
Yeah,
Studio Cat, who's no longer there. I just recently heard.
Well, but we had a 16-year-old cat that would hang out because he liked Wes.
It was a seasoned cat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He blessed
you. Did
your
the
project.
Cat get in on any of these tracks?
I don't know. He had an interesting meow that he would walk around and give his... unique meow. Yeah.
Well, let's get a maybe something from Wes here.
Yeah, this is one of the songs that I did on Short Dream with Chris.
Wes Kirkpatrick here, live from Studio A.
I don't belong here. Whatever here is. I'm cold, broken, wasted, and I know this best. What's to say that hasn't been said? I've been through the stages. There's nothing left. I bet big and busted. You know the rest. And I'm alone. More than I care to admit. And I'm going over the edge. 'Cause I wanna know what comes next. I'm not lost. I never stop looking. I just hope to begin again. I've lived as a ghost now for all of these years. Tried to get noticed, just disappear in the fall, looking for someone to blame, and I'm going over. one last try to live again. I'm not going over the edge, 'cause I wanna know what comes next. I'm not lost as long as I never stop looking. I just hope to begin again.
This is live from Studio A here, Wes Kirkpatrick and Chris Cunningham in the studio today. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks.
Is that on the new one? No.
Yeah, that's on Short Dream.
Short Dream.
Yep. Begin Again.
Begin Again. Talk about songwriting. You guys both have been writing for probably a lot of your lives at this point. And
Well, for me, it just started as like a personal kind of journaling type of thing, you know, just in... just as a form of sort of self-reflection, you know. Just, I wasn't really trying to write songs. I mean, I was, but in high school, I just kind of remember, learning, you know, Joni Mitchell and Gordon Lightfoot and learning how to play people's songs. But I think maybe by doing that, it helped me formulate my own stuff. But my early songs were pretty stream of conscience and stuff. And, you know, they weren't... And, you know, they were about, like, girlfriends and, you know, these, you know, teenage notions of God and, you know, just whatever I could come up with. But the kind of the art and craft of it would come later, you know, when it started, like, interacting more with peers that right. were doing it and getting more a sense of, like, you know, how songs are put together and stuff. So still learning.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always learning.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing it for, you know, as long, I guess. But, for me, it's just the same thing. I think it's just kind of, I write, like, if sometimes you just have a feeling and you don't know what it is, and you sit down at the guitar and just something comes out. And sometimes you don't even know what it means until you're halfway done and you're like, oh, that's what this is about. You know, like, so that happens a lot. Or there's times where I'm like, I need to write a song about this, and... that happens more since moving to Nashville. You know, someone will say, I want a song, it's got to be about this. And then you actually go into kind of like the formula writing of songwriting. But
yeah, Wes does more of that sort of co-writing by on demand or whatever, by request, right?
Yeah.
Commission.
Yeah, kind of. which I don't necessarily like as much. I would much rather just let a song happen, but it's been a nice exercise for me to have to do that, you know, to go into a room with somebody who's kind of counting on you to, you know, come up with something or at least help them along and not just sit there and be blank for a while, which,
right.
you know, when you're writing on your own, you can be like, put your guitar down and come back to it 2 days later. But
well,
did
I like
going
that.
On words first or go ahead.
For me, the best seems to come from like, kind of like what Wes was just saying, just like, so I just pick up the guitar and start playing and waiting for a feeling kind of thing. I might mumble a few words or something, you know, and just, I just sort of trust that if I spend enough time doing that, something will come out, and don't worry too much if it doesn't, because then just keep coming back to it and goofing around, and eventually something will just like start pouring out. It's basically what happens. Yeah, because I don't like spend like a lot of time laboring on a verse and then coming back to that verse and stuff like that.
Right.
I just usually try to get as much as I can from the start. So, yeah.
How about you? Do you start with the music, pick on the guitar?
I almost never start with lyrics. I always will have a guitar part or something first. There's been maybe once or twice that I've had lyrics that I know that I want to use going in and then try to find something to match that. But it's almost always I have a guitar part, or like there's been times where I've had a part for, you know, that I played often. Like I'll sit down a guitar and play the same part over and over for a couple years even. And then all of a sudden one day I'm like, okay, I think I finally know what this is going to be about. And then you write it from there. But it's almost always music first and then lyrics.
You know, when you end up with that favorite thing that you're kind of noodling on, then do you miss it when you have to move on? You're like, okay, now that's part of something else. So
kind of, it's almost like it's like a burden lifted off your shoulders. Because like if you come up with a good lick or something that you really like, you don't want to waste it and just write a song just to write. So I always, if I really like a guitar part or a piano part or something, I don't want to just write a force a song into it. And so it's nice when you finally finish that part that you've had, even if it's a year. Like recently I just finished one that I'd had the guitar part for probably 2 years and then just finished it. And it's almost like one of those, oh, okay, I can move on from that one. Now I can play that one and find something else. It's not like hanging over you.
It's like
anymore.
Getting a song out of your head. You're like, it's stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
Yeah.
Well, talk about touring here. You guys have a few more shows in the Midwest in Minnesota tonight.
Yeah, right. We just have this mini tour going on. And so last night was Beaner's in Beaner Central. The night before that was a private house concert. But tonight we're playing, I think, two shows at the Warming House. Yeah, in Minneapolis.
Fantastic.
An early show and then an 8:30 or an 8, you know, a later evening show. So that's cool. Looking forward to that. Yeah, with Brianna Lane, it's her venue now, and she's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. We play her here in KUMD. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat effort they're putting together. And then the Minnesota Arts Coalition is sponsoring us to do a little songwriting workshop.
Oh, how fun.
At happy hour, or during happy hour, like 5. So, yeah, if you want to drive on down to happy hour in the cities... Show us your best songs.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe you're listening down in the cities, and they'll be down here this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, like, can we switch back and forth? Is this what you've been doing on the road here, switching back and forth, or a little more just playing together?
Either way.
Yeah.
Whatever works. We've been switching.
Well, can we hear something from the new disc, or do you have something else picked?
Speaking of songwriting... I just thought of a song that I'd been wanting to, for some reason, for a while I was struck by the whole notion of terra firma, that Latin phrase for solid ground, you know? And, it just so happens I was going through a kind of an emotional, a time of reflection and stuff. And so I was sort of yearning for terra firma, and this song came out of that, just like, an answer to it. So I'll play it. It's from my new record. And so was the first one, Emily. I think my Bloomfield played some cello on that one. But on this, it's like drums and bass and just kind of groovy. But I'll do my best with 6 strings here.
Chris Cunningham, live from Studio A.
Everybody felt the earthquake 100 miles wide. It triggered the Richter scales, turned daylight into night. And I must have been asleep, it's something you don't ignore. When tremors push the walls through rubble all the way through the floor. Terror! On the commute this evening, about to reach the bridge. Well, suddenly the road is swaying like a wave. Look out, the metal and concrete, the pieces everywhere. You wouldn't get a second chance to get out of there.
terra firma, terra firma. Your steps are sure. Is nothing ever set in stone here? Can you count on being fair? You want to put the blame on someone? It seems too much to bear. And promises become a burden, collapsing with the weight. And you think you're going crazy, you think it's too late. Terra firma, well, terra firma, terra firma. Your steps are sure. You're on solid earth again. Again. Again.
103.3, this is live from Studio A with Chris Cunningham. You've heard him before in here on KUMD Live with Justin Roth and with his former incarnation, a part of Story Hill. And so glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Beautiful tune.
Mm-hmm.
And joining us here, Wes Kirkpatrick. Maybe we can just squeeze in one more tune here before we head back to the recorded music. One more live tune. And so fun to have you back in Duluth. When was the last time you were up here?
Not too long ago. We played Story Hill and we had Wes with us at Beaner's, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago we did the Story Hill Fest down by Brainerd.
And it was after that. Yeah, like over a year.
I guess, it was, yeah.
So you're still making a habit of coming back to Minnesota.
Why not?
We love that.
Yeah.
Well, keep that on your radar. Make sure you come back to Duluth. We love to have you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
One more tune from Wes?
Sure, yeah, let's do one more. This one's called Settling. Standing at the gate, part of me's already gone. Without the words to say, clinging to my telephone, and half my heart keeps telling me to turn around, but I ain't listening this time. 'Cause we'd be settling, settling if we settled down. So it's breaking up, breaking up, instead of breaking down. Our love would be fine enough, but both of us know it'll end like dust down on the ground, settling. So I'm headed out. I'll be chasing my dreams, you'll be better off. It's killing me to leave, to look for what I've lost. Years from now, I know you'll see where I'm coming from. Even though it's hard right now, we'd be settling, settling if we settled down. So it's breaking up instead of breaking down. Our love would be fine enough, but
both of us know it'll end like dust down on the ground, settling. So I'm headed out, headed out, headed out. We'd be settling, settling if we settled down. So it's breaking up instead of breaking down. Our love would be fine enough. Both of us know it'll end like dust down on the ground. Settling. So I'm headed out. We're settling, so I'm headed out.
Wes Kirkpatrick and Chris Cunningham, live from Studio A. Thanks so much, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll have a great workshop and show tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you back here when you too. This is Live from Studio A, produced by Christine Dean. With assistance from Sam Quackenbush, Aaron Welch, Cheyenne, and Chris Harwood with some audio assistance as well. You can find out more about upcoming guests and listen to previous sessions at KUMD.org. Just click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 The Duluth Alternative. Thanks for listening.